It still doesn't make any sense, Candace Elford said. I concede that the facts indicate the Ivets are getting help. But what external group? And why the Qualheim counties, for God's sake? There's no wealth out there. The colonists are barely self-sufficient. There's no wealth anywhere on Lalonde, come to that. This isn't getting us anywhere, Colin Rexhue said. Look, I've got 3 riverboats scheduled to leave in 2 days. They're taking 600 fresh settlers up to Schuster County so they can start another village. You're my security advisor, Candace. Are you telling me not to send them? I think my advice would have to be yes, certainly at this stage. It's not as if you're short of destinations. Sending unsuspecting raw colonists into the middle of a potential revolt wouldn't look good on any of our records. Is there a nearby alternative to Schuster where you can settle them? Willow West County on the Frenshaw tributary, Terence Smith suggested. It's only 100 kilometers northwest of Schuster. Plenty of room for them there. It's on our current territory development list anyway. Okay, Colin Rexhue said. Get it organized with the Land Allocation Office. In the meantime, what do you intend to do about the Qualheim situation, Candace? I want your permission to send a posse up there on the boats with the colonists. Once the colonists have been dropped off at Willow West, the boats can take them on to the Qualheim. As soon as I've got reliable people on the ground, we can establish what's really going on and restore some order. How many do you want to send? 100 ought to be enough. 20 full-time sheriffs, and the rest we can deputize. God knows, there's enough men in Durringham who'll jump at the chance of 5 weeks cruising the river on full pay. I'd like 3 marshals as well, just to be on the safe side. Yes, all right, Colin Rexhue said, but just remember it comes out of your budget. It'll be nearly 3 weeks before you can get your people up there, Terence Smith said thoughtfully. So, the chief sheriff asked, I can't make the boats go any faster. No, but a lot can happen in that time. If we believe what we've seen so far, this revolt spread down the Qualheim in 4 days. Taking a worst-case scenario, the revolt could carry on growing at the same rate, leaving your initial 100-strong posse heavily outgunned. What I suggest is that we get the posse out there as fast as physically possible and stop any further expansion before it gets totally out of hand. We have 3 VTOL aircraft at the spaceport, BK-133s, that our ecology research team use for survey missions. They're subsonic, and they only see 10, but they could run a relay out to the mouth of the Qualheim. That way, we'd have your posse there in 2 days. Colin Rexhue let his head rest on the back of the chair and ran a cost comparison through his neural mnemonics. Bloody expensive, he said. And one of those VTOLs is out of service anyway, after last year's cuts reduced the Aboriginal fruit classification budget. We'll compromise as always. Candace sends her sheriffs and deputies up to the Qualheim on the riverboats, and her office here in town continues to monitor the situation with the observation satellite. If this revolt, or whatever it is, looks like it's spreading down out of the Qualheim counties, we'll use the VTOLs to reinforce the posse before they get there. The electrophosphorescent cells at the apex of Laton's singular study were darkened, eradicating external stimuli, so he could focus himself on the inner self. Senses crept in on his glacial mind, impressions garnered by affinity from the servitor scouts spread throughout the jungle. The results displeased him enormously. In fact, they were edging him towards worry. He hadn't felt like this since the Edenist intelligence operatives had closed in, forcing him to flee his original habitat nearly 70 years previously. At that time he had felt fury, fear and dismay, the intensity of which he had never known as an Edenist. It had made him realize how worthless that culture truly was. His rejection had been total after that. And now something was closing in on him again, something he neither knew nor understood, something which acted like sequestration mnemonics, usurping a human's original personality and replacing it with mechanoid warrior traits. He had watched the drastically modified behaviour of Quinn Dexter and the Ivets after the incident with the lightning in the jungle. They acted like fully trained mercenary troops, and others they came into contact with soon exhibited similar traits. The minority of those usurped acted almost normally, most puzzling.